Have you ever seen the movie entitled Barabbas? Welcome to Rise Up. This is Father Jonathan Meyer. Our gospel passage today is John chapter 11, 45 through 56. A dear friend of mine, Father Dan Mann, showed me a powerful Christian film called Barabbas. And the story line of the film is the life of the man who was given life at the death of Jesus. So as you remember, there was a Jewish custom that they would release one prisoner at the time of Passover. And so Pilate, thinking that the crowds would release Jesus, the crowds release Barabbas. And so the movie is it's fiction, but it just poses the question, like, what happened to Barabbas? And it's a powerful film. I want to encourage you, if you have some time, it's often good during Holy Week to watch some religious films if you have some time, or this weekend to do so as we enter into the Passion of our Lord. But Barabbas, the movie Barabbas poses some powerful parts of, I think, just our Catholic imagination. And in the scene, there is this really powerful moment where Barabbas meets Lazarus. And Lazarus is this figure that I am so interested in. Our gospel passage today in John chapter 11, 45 through 56 talks about Mary. So remember, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus were siblings, and Jesus was very, very close with them. And so people are coming to Mary in today's gospel passage, and they lived in Bethany, which is actually, it was a very simple way, if you lived in Bethany, to get into Jerusalem. So Jesus would often stay with them. And just to think of what happened in their lives after Jesus rose Lazarus from the grave. I mean, can you imagine the desire that people had to go and see Lazarus, to touch Lazarus, to ask him what happened, to ask Mary and Martha, what was it like, and how did this happen, and how did you get to know Jesus? And it had to have been fascinating. We as human beings are so inquisitive. We want to know, we want to see. I think it's fascinating to think about. So I want to encourage you, if you have some time this week, to watch the movie Barabbas. And just to allow your imagination, your Catholic imagination, to be full with curiosity and wonder. I think it's beautiful to take that to your prayer, to your meditation, and to further our understanding of the complexities of human existence. So have a beautiful day. Pray today to Martha, to Mary, to Lazarus, who are saints within our church, that they may lead you closer to Jesus, particularly as we enter into this holiest of weeks.